Documenta is one of the most respected art events in the world. The art program is held every 5 years in Kassel, Germany. Recently, organizers chose a group of Indonesian artists to curate the next program. They asked Ruang Rupa, an Indonesian art collective, to serve as the show's artistic director. This is the first time Documenta has picked a group of people instead of an individual as its curator. The announcement has helped bring attention to Indonesia's lively yet struggling art scene. Documenta is now preparing for its 15th show, which will open in June 2022. The art program was launched in 1955 to crush support for Germany's Nazi Party after the end of World War II. In a statement, the committee said it chose Ruang Rupa for its ability to interest many communities. Ruang Rupa was founded in 2000. The group is known for making art in many forms, such as paintings and installations. The collective's work has been shown around the world, including art biennials in Singapore and Istanbul. The group also curated an art show in the Netherlands in 2016. At the last Documenta event, Ruang Rupa worked on part of a radio project called Every Time a Air Di Sound. The next event is called Documenta 15. Two Ruang Rupa members said in a statement, the show might explore things like new forms of education and the importance of art in social practice. Another member, Argus F.S., told VOA he hopes their curation will improve people's understanding of modern art. He added, Ruang Rupa is one of few art groups supporting art scenes in cities like Yogyakarta and Jakarta. Argus explained that many Indonesians do not understand modern art and said there are few art collectors in Jakarta.
He thinks the Indonesian government is not doing enough to help the country's contemporary art scene. Slamet Aji Pamungkas is with the Creative Economy Agency, a government organization in Indonesia. He told VOA that the agency has always supported the contemporary art scene. He said it offers guidance, improves performance spaces, and helps artists get the technology they need. Tubagus Andre Sukmana is a former head of the National Gallery of Indonesia. He now heads the Media Art Department at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Sukmana told VOA that the ministry is ready to offer Ruang Rupa financing if the group requests it. Sukmana said the government has put together a plan that will support 10 cultural projects, including contemporary art. He said it also plans to give financial aid to artists outside major cities. The Indonesian contemporary art scene has grown in places like Jakarta, Yogyakarta, and Bandung in West Java. In a 2014 book, Yvonne Spielman describes Indonesia's art movements, such as the New Art Movement in the 1970s. It was born from protest against the narrow understanding of art at the nation's academies. Today, artists like Harry Dono and Handi Wirman Saputra have received attention both international and local. Handi Wirman has been chosen to represent Indonesia at the Venice Biennale in Italy in 2019. Argus says there are still issues for Indonesian artists, such as over-dependence on private museums to show their work. But, he said, Indonesia has the potential to be the leader of contemporary art in Southeast Asia. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Jill Robbins.